we already started before the Bishop, or even if Dam, he doesn't see any flow of blood, but he knows that he cut open the whole Eir HaTzavo. So if he knows that he cut open the whole Eir HaTzavo, so then there is a possibility, we have to be chayshish, maybe inadvertently he already cut the veishet, he stopped the cut of veishet. But suppose there is no flow of blood and he only cut open part of the Eir HaTzavo, not the whole Eir HaTzavo, so then it's very remote that he already cut, that he already started to cut the veishet.
אבל מיות דם לחות כל היה יש לאש אדיש יש למאי ומאדו וליב דיי קנגת מקמחתח ולא חי יש לי זויה של לימרי תנצי סמיוחל לשחד לזה.
Now I just want to go over the Shita Rambam. How does the Rambam explain the din of Shia, of Shor b'miut Timon? Now the Rambam says as follows.
וזיין לחשחית הלוח הדלת שוחת מעט ושור מעט וחוזר ושוחת מעט ושור מעט. That's the other rabbi,
whether there is silv in
עד שגומר השחית ולשור בפעם אח השיר השיר, אבל כשתחשב כל זמן השיר יצטרף מכל אנשי או שיר הרי סוף נבל, וכן עם שור כדי שיגבינו וירביצנו וכדי שישחית כמו מיעוט הסימונים בלבד, כמו מיעוט הסימונים בלבד, לא כדי שיש חשחית או גמור הרי לסוף נבל.
It's a very complicated Rambam, all kinds of pshatim.
So the Rambam, you see, so far we saw various pshatim in Shor b'miut Timonim. The pshat of Hametam is, if let's say he started to shecht the miut kameh of the veshet, and then he made a pause, and then he continued. That's one pshat. The pshat of Rabbi Neisha is if he was engaged with Pisakin Ro in the mute basra of the first simon and bein. The pshat of Rashi is mute basra. Now the Rambam's pshat is shor b'miut simoni means im shor kedi sheyagbeinu v'yarbitzeinu uchidei sheyishchet kmo mute simoni v'lubad.
It's very strange. What do you mean? The time that it takes to prepare the behemo, and plus the time that it takes to shech miutzimon. What does it mean, miutzimon? Miutzimon is nothing. Rovzimon. There is a shite that the not like the tour. The tour shite is that the shio is determined in terms of the time element involved in shechting rov simonim. But there is a shittas rishayim that is chaylik, that is determined in terms of the time that is involved in shechting the whole simon. The tur and the mechaber, they pasken the time that is required to shecht rov simonim. So rov simonim you understand, because rov simonim is enough to be matter behim. But miut simonim, what does it mean, miut simonim? And then the question is, what do you call miut simonim? Rov simen will know exactly what rov simen means. Rov simen. But what is miut simonim? One fourth is a miut. One third is a miut. One fifth is a miut. One sixth is a miut. One seventh is a miut. And one eighth is a miut. One tenth is a miut. So what does it mean? V'chein yimshor kedei sheyagbeinu v'yarbitzeinu kedei sheyishchet kmo miut simonim. What kind of a miut? There is an infinite number of miut simonim. We can visualize an infinite number of mutzimonim. So what does Rambam mean? Kishish mutzimonim. Anyway, it's a very strange expression in Rambam. So the Bais Yosef says a very strange pshat in the Rambam. He means, kishish mutzimonim means, sometimes you shecht, let's say this is the hekev of the kohen. So let's say this much. So then you know, it's obvious, it's apparent, that he didn't shecht rov simen. But sometimes you shecht so much that lifimar esayin, you don't know, it could be rov simen. In other words, if you measure, well, then you determine. Let's say, suppose follows, let's say, if you cut that much, so then it is obvious that you didn't cut the rope of the circumference. But if you cut more, as much as this, so then I wouldn't know. Maybe this is raw, maybe it's not raw. If I'll measure it, so then I'll know exactly. But by just looking at it, so I wouldn't know. So this is what the Rambam means. That when the Gemara has an abaye, so it's only in the Rabbanon, I mean, according to that pshat, in the Rambam. So then it's nevelot more. It's not a suffix. But suppose he the pause was, let's say, of the time that is involved in preparing the behemoth for shchite and in shechting so much of the circumference of the simonim that an observer would have a suffix. Maybe it's already wrong, maybe it's not wrong. But then he took a measure and he measured it and he found out that it was less than a rov, it was a masher than a rov. But there's a difference in echut asar. Echut asar. So since apparently there could have been rov simen also nishrat, even though it turned out by measuring it that there was no, he didn't shecht the rov simen, he just shecht a mashu less than rov. But since it was so substantial, the cut was so substantial that one could have sveikes, so mainly it's possible with Rabban. This is how the Bais Yosef explains it, and then now here in Simchat Gimel he says. So there are two geosoids. One geosoid is v'yishchet ad reva simonim, and some strike out that not, but v'yishchet reva simonim. Those who are geiris ad reva simonim, this is in that is in line with the Shittes Rambam according to the Bais Yosef's, according to the Bais Yosef's pshat. Now look. Now, v'yishchet adrei v'asimonim. So from the shachitz mashma that the Ramo put in at that in the text of the Mechaber it wasn't mentioned at, and then the Ramo put in at adrei v'asimonim. So the shach says in Siv Gimel v'yishchet adrei nearly dilkachei siforav tevas ad mipnei shekosav Rambam perigimul cheshritet in dalet im shor kedi sheyadbiyenu v'yabitzenu chedi yishchet mi yitzimonim. לא יקדי שישחית שחיתת גמורה הרי לסוף נבילה, הוא פירש בבס יוסף וכסף משנה, דהי נששו כדי שחיתה שבחות עשר יעיסיה, שהוא ישיה, הו יושיה שיהו שחיתה, ולכך כאילו שהדובו משוע בהם את הדעס, and one could make a mistake, and think that it rough circumference was נשחת. But we measured it, we know exactly, to the 100th decimal place, that it is not rough. But since with Imare Zayin, you could say that it is Rav, and you could be misupik Rav, so even though we measured it accurately, and we found out that it's not Rav, so it's also possible. Midrabon. Lekach kiven, she'adobo mishuya b'yim et adas, efshe she'yiz me'shelo yisho, elok she'yish chet v'yit simonim, v'ulay shor k'yish chet v'yit simonim. עד כאן לשני, לכך הגיע הרב תיב הסעד, לאימא, דהי נששו כדי שחיתה, עד שאויו מגיע לריב הסימוני שבחות עשר או ירו, ויחוף נמשך את הרזור, ואף על גב, דבחי גב נהב סופיק נבילה, so why does he put it in the רמור? עד, so because, לידי גקרה לזה, וכן במחמה דיכת, so this is the פשט of the כסף משנה לרמור. So in other words, so when the Rambam says miut means a very substantial miut that could be mistaken for all, even though we know that it's only miut, so it's possible already in the Rambam. There's a pshat. I think another pshat in the Rambam, and I mean, it seems so simple in the Rambam. I don't know why no one says that pshat. Now, the question is, when the Rambam says miyutzi money, so besides the lomdishift question, why should miyutzi money be she or she after all? I mean, that's not enough. But there's another question. What do you call miyutzi money? So there's an infinite number of miyutzi money. One a mashu less than one half is miyutzi money. Let's say one third is miyutzi money, one fourth is miyutzi money, one fifth is miyutzi money. What does it mean miyutzi money? Rav, we know what Rav means, but what does miyut mean? There's an infinite number of miyutzi money. But the pshat in the Rambam is as follows, I think. I don't know why no one said it. At least I didn't see it. V'cheilim shor kine shiyad b'yeno v'yarbitzeno u'chidei sheyishchek mevisa money. What does it mean, shiyah? Shiyah means he started to cut. He started to cut, and then he let her off his hands. He let off his hands. He put away the sacking on the table. Then he waited a few minutes, and then he decided to take the sacking again and proceed with the shrit. So the shaila in the Gemara is, let's say, he cut one-fourth of the circumference of the simani. One-fourth. And then he let his hands off. And he took a pause for a minute or two. Then he takes the sacking again and he proceeds to finish up the cut of the circumference. So the shaila in the Gemara is, do we have, of course, the she or she is determined in terms of the Hechsha Shchiti. Hechsha Shchiti is Rov, not Hechsha Shchiti is Rov, not mute. But do we, let's assume that it takes half a minute to Shecht the Rov Simon. That means from the beginning. An uncut semen, if you start cutting, an uncut, a heretofore, intact, uncut semen. So it takes half a minute. But suppose the initial act of Shrite made one-fourth of the circumference, cut one-fourth of the circumference. Now, then when he proceeds, so how much is it necessary to cut in order to have a rov? Not half plus of the circumference, but one-fourth plus of the circumference is necessary to complete the rov simen. So that's the abaya of the Gemara. Shor b'miyutzi money. V'cheilim shor kidei sheyad b'yeno v'yarbitzeno u'chidei sheyishchet k'mo miyutzi simonim b'lvad. So we ask the question, what does it mean miyutzi money? One-fourth, one-fifth, one-sixth, one-seventh, one-eighth? There's an infinite number of miyutzi money. No, he means kidei sheyishchet k'mo miyutzi simonim b'lvad, as much as it is necessary to finish up Irov. Now, it all depends. Let's say, if he made a cut in the initial act of Shrite, he cut one-fourth of the circumference. So then the miyutzi simonim would be the transition from one-fourth to a half plus. Rov is a half plus. How much is it? What kind of a cut is it? It's a cut of one-fourth plus. Now, suppose in the initial act of Shrite, he cut one-third of his circumference. Then he let his hands off. And now he wants to proceed. Wants to proceed. So how much more is he required in order to finish up a cut of the rough circumference? Just one-sixth plus. One-third plus one-sixth plus would be equal to rough. So in other words, So it all depends. That's why the Rambam says, "V'chein imshor kidei sheyambieno v'yarbitzeno u'chidei sheyishchei k'mo imiut ha-simonim b'ovat." Loi kidei sheyishchei shchite gmuro. What do you mean? Yishchei shchite gmuro would mean, let's say it takes half a minute to start cutting a simon that was not touched yet. Up to the point where he cuts rov of the circumference, it takes half a minute. But a simon in which one-fourth was already cut. Now, in order to finish it, the rov, you only has to cut one-fourth plus. not one half plus of the circumference, so then it will take him a fourth of a minute. So that's the shaylik. If the initial act of shrite made the cut of one third of the circumference, that's 2/6 of the circumference, and then he let his hands up. Now he's proceeding. So how much more is he supposed to cut in order to realize a rov? Just 1/6 plus. So in other words, maybe there's a bayin the Gemara. Is it? Does it consist of the time it takes to shecht, to cut a rov simen? And even though, when he does the final act of shrite after the pause, he doesn't have to make a rov simen. He only has to cut a 1/4 of the circumference plus, 1/6 of the circumference plus. So it is still determined in terms of the time element that is involved in cutting a behemoth fresh. I mean, a simonim that were not cut heretofore. So in other words, and let's say that it takes half a minute to cut rough semen in a behemoth, in a bull, but it takes a fourth of a minute to cut 1/4 of the circumference of a bull. So, Mimele, this is what the Rambam means. V'cheinim shor, kidei she'yagbeenu v'yabitzenu, u'chidei she'yishchat k'mo imiyu da'asimonim bilvad, lo'i kishi she'yishchat shchite gmuro. He means the time that is involved in finishing up from the transition, from the already cut semen up to rough semen being cut. So it depends upon the situation. That's why the Rambam doesn't mention what kind of a mute semen, whether one third or 1/4 or 1/5 or 1/6. So it's off in the veil. Shchite gmura means that the time that is required in shechting a simen that was not cut before. So that's the bayadigma. I think I mean the best pshat in the Rambam. All right. Anyway, tomorrow there will be a long shiur in Yodeya, and I would like, I'm not making nidorim b'lineder, to cover the whole simen, because we're not going over the taz and the shachs inside, because there's no time, but I'll mention all the shachs and the taz, and the other shit is also in connection with that. And this simen, and so even if we don't cover the other simonim, so that we could cover on Thursday. Okay. וחוץ ליצבו, כמלוי צבו כשאין, שעוז אפשרי ישכי ולא ידרוסי על די לוחר יבוא לבד. ואם הילך והיליח לשוחת ניסה בכל שהוא דושה. So, If he makes both Hilacha Devoye, so then he can share even with a small sacrifice. But if he makes just one Hilachelo or go alone, so only if there is in the sacking is large enough, Kim Leitzavo Vechutz Leitzavo, Kim Leitzavo. In other words, two tzavoim of the behem. Then there is enough space in the sacking to share without us making it in the trust. Kozma deni ovi oroza. God is a chen levoch. Lo ishi itztorech lehinach kolei chazak mekin ishi ishrit orov. We don't mean that the sacking has to be twice the tzavor of the behemo, because only if he uses the whole length of the sacking. He doesn't have to use the whole length of the sacking. If the sacking has twice the size of the tzavor abeimo, then he has enough working space to shecht without making it into a trust. Then do you have to say that the poem is sacking chad v'chari v'chitari asmoni kishi ilach yov v'kishir hazeh. אל יאמרו חכמים שיוזה אל דיקום לו שעוז יוכל לשחית רבע ולא ידרוס והשחית הקשירו בלוח או בבוה כשיש בסקי מלא יצבו. But if he doesn't make both, then it must have a certain size. What's the size that he must have? חוץ ליצבו או כמלא יצבו. In other words, two צבו. כשיש בסקי מלא יצבו, חוץ ליצבו או כמלא יצבו. So lo ybi zemel kolshu ve'ilich ve'af im shochad arev kedim she'ilich kolayach hatzav uvilvat shelo yitvis asakim emezi bimok me'achod v'yitach nishre mitroso kedim she'ishachay v'atka she'ichit odom shnei roshim ki echot uvilvat she'yehei asakim kidei gimu roshim. Now this is the Gemara. Omer Rav Zeire, the Flamedal Rundal. Omer Rav Zeire, Miloi Tzavo Vichut Litzav. The Flamedal Rundal. So that's based on Mitzis. Sheikh Etodom Shnei Roshim Kechot Uvilvat Sheyehei Asakin Kidegim Roshim. So the Gemara mentions that if he shechts one behemah, so then the size of the sakin has to be shnei tzavor. What if he wants to share to behemoths? What if he wants to share to behemoths? So then, so the Rosh says, sheikh itodom shnei roshim ki echot, uvilvat sheya sakin ki negimu roshim, lohoye be'el kidi shnayim. So this is mentioned in the Gemara, that in order to shecht two behemoths, two roshim, two behemoths, one next to the other, then the sakin has to have three tzavon. But now the Rosh says a certain chiddush. Lohoyu belekidishnayim. Suppose the sakin does not have two roshim. I'm sorry. Suppose the sakin does not have three roshim, three tzavon, but two tzavon. And he shechts two behemoths. Lohoye belek nishnai. And let's say he shechts two behemoths. Now, so lohoye belek nishnai, and the sakin has just two tzavorim. Hevi belohelich. Hevi belohelich. Now there is a loche, and there is avoy. חצי. Now, so Hayvoya means that he starts. This is the cut of the sakine. This is the handle of the sakine, and this is the reisha sakine. So Hayvoya means that he starts near the cut of the sakine. That's Hayvoya. And Hayvoya means that he starts with the reisha sakin. That's iloch. In Ivoye, so he starts near the kateri sakin. And Ivoye, that's Ivoye. And iloch means he starts with the reisha sakin. So suppose lohoya beyala kidei shnai. Let's say this is the sakin. And the sakin, and let's say the two roshes. This is one tzavur abeimo. From here to here is one tzavur abeimo. From here to here is another tzavur abeimo. And he puts the two roshim together. And he shechts it. Lohil tishnai. Hevi v'loheilich. Hevi v'loheilich. So he starts cutting the two tzavurim of the behemoth. And heilich. So hevi. So hevi means he has to start with near the karni sakine. Karni sakine. Like this. Heilich v'loheilich. Hachitzeino, now this is the Sheikh stands here. The Sheikh stands here. So this is the Pnimis. Pnimis is called the behemoth that is next to the Sheikh. Chitzeino is this behemoth, this sound. So heavy viloy heilich. So that means he started near the Karet Sakine and he went over with the voye up to here until the sakin reached this position. So then the Rosh in Teisve say, Hachitzeino Kshel, this behemoth is Kshel. The Hapnimis, this behemoth is Psula. Is Psula. Why? Very simple. Because in order that there shouldn't be any Drusa, so then there must be in the sakin two tzavor. Now here he was sheichet two behemoths, but and the two tzavorim were next to each other. So mimele, that means if he started here, now from here to here is two tzavor, right? Is two tzavor. From here to here is two tzavor. Now and he started near the kater de sakin, and he started to shecht. He started the shecht, and he stopped here. And he stopped here, the sakin. So that means how much of the sakin went over the chitzen. To tzavorim of the sakin went over the chitzen. But how much of the sakin went over the pnimis? The pnimis is the behemoth that is next to the sheikh of Tanzia. How much of the sakin was run over, passed over the pnimis? Just one tzavur. Just one tzavur. So memele vis-a-vis the chitzeino, that two tzavurim of the sakin went over. So it's kshelo. Vis-a-vis the pnimis, so only this part, the half of the sakin that is closer to the kateri sakine went over, but this other half didn't go over it. So mele, it's drusa. It's a question of its ears. Now heilich v'lehevi, if he starts with the reisha sakin, if he starts with the reisha sakin, and so he starts with the reisha sakin. And so then, heilich v'lohevi, hapnimis ksheiro b'chitzeino psilo. So then it's just the other way around. Now, this is the shite of the Rosh and Tesis. So in other words, but the Ran, the Ramban, the Ran, the Achilik, their shita is that inasmuch as he was sheichel, now according to the Rosh, we have a very peculiar situation here. He was sheichel with one stroke, I mean. He was sheichel like this. So the two tzavorim were close to each other and he started to run over up there. So with one stroke, without any stop, he slaughtered two behemoths. Two behemoths. So vis-a-vis the chitzeino, it's not druso. Vis-a-vis the pnimis, it is druso. The Ran, the Ramban and the Ran, they say that since he was sheikhi, the two behemoths together, if it is a druso, if it is a druso, and one behemoth, it must be druso and another behemoth. Obviously, the achilik nemitzias, I mean, I was never a sheikhet, so I'm not in a position to say, I mean, who seems to be more sound. But this is this happens to be machlekes nemitzias. In other words, according to Tosfos in the Rosh, so even though it's a druso in one, but it's not a druso in the other. So it's a druso in respect to the pnimis. Because in respect to the pnimis, so only this half of the sakin went over. This half of the sakin did not go over. But the Ramban and the Ran say, no. That since it's a druso in respect to one, and with one act of shrite, he did it. So mainly there must be druso in the other one also. Even though in the other one, in this one, so two tzavorim of the sakin went over. And this one, the pnimis, only one tzavor of the sakin went over. But if it is, since it was done together on both behemoths, so mainly if it's a druso on this one, it has to be on druso on that one. So the two mentions only the shita of Tosfos and the Rosh, and the shita of the Ramban and the Rani doesn't even mention. I mean the Ramban, I mean the Rani, the two was before the Ran. The shita of the Ramban doesn't even mention. The Mechaber, however, passes like the Ramban and the Ran, not like the two. Not like the two. Now Heilach v'Lehevi, so just the other way around. Hapnim is Ksheiro, v'chetzein p'sulo. In other words, when you Hayvoye means that you start with the sakin. At the cut of the sakin, at the handle. And the loche means when you start to the rish sakin. Beizei arzim bisakin. Vishechti. Afil zeh lemaylo lizeh. Afil zeh lemaylo litzad oreish. Vizeh lemato mitzad achoze. Sheikh zin izin baalachsen. Vilei chashinon shemo yit reis. Zeh alzeh. So this seems to be a machlikes in mitzies between the Rosh and the Ramah. Now let's see. Mishachonot. Druso keitzant, kigein shimich hasakin latzavo, vidochak vichotach lemato kechitach tzonu nekishus, harei ze psulo, vein tzorich leim harim miko bisakin latzavo, kedar shemakin bisayet, vichotach hasimonim basach, shoch habi lochim vavoy levad, im yeish bisakin kulmitzavo vichut litzavo kulmitzavo, so he puts in the agoy, imo eir vamafrekis, So there is a shite, the shite of the Mordechai is really the shite of the Rabbeinu Tam that when do we say that in him heilich meibi. That's only by off. So by off, he doesn't need so much working space. Mashein came, by behemoth, he needs more working space. So then, even if baby, so it's psulo. Only to the gross sense. This really lo nemar al beiv she savori dak. Savori dak. It's also again. It's all, this is also in machlekes in mitzias. V'aminik bigul esayu. I mean, we do find many machlekes rishenim in shchite. which are based on the mitzvahs. V'aminik b'gul esayilu, livzeu b'beim. It could be, that all these machlekes, this machlekes, which is a machlekes in mitzvahs, and the machlekes that we just discussed between the Rosh and the Rambam, as to in a case where he there is itrusa in one behemet, whether it involves itrusa in the other behemet, if he shechts them together with one stroke, it's not really machlekes in mitzias. It's a question, in other words, I suppose we could say that if a shechet is very, very trained and he has a lot of expertise, so then he could manage that when he shechts, he starts from the Kadeh Sakine and he shechts like this, so he could manage, even though here he necessarily has to make it also, because just one tzavor went of the Sakin went over the tzavor Abheimo. So he could manage that in this one he should not make it also, but that requires considerable expertise, a deficiency, and alertness. So Mimele, because of that, the Ramban holds that we cannot rely on the Sheikhet. And even if the Sheikhet feels that he did not make it Rusa in the Chitzeino, we are still Cheshish. Whereas Tesis and the Rosh hold, no, we don't have to, if the Sheikhet feels that he did not make it Rusa. So it's not really Machlekes in Mitzies. It's not really Machlekes in Mitzies, because it's very difficult, to say Machlekes in Mitzies. Why don't we ask the Sheikhet? The Sheikhet should know. The answer is it could be done according to everybody, but it requires excessive training and expertise. So that's the Shaila, whether we can rely on the Sheikhet that he'll be able to manage to do it in such a way that even though one behemoth must be it also, because he went over the tzavo of that behemoth, only one tzavo of the sakin, whether he can still be so alert and to manipulate that on the other tzavo of the behemoth, where two tzavorim of the sakin went over, he will not make it also. So the Ramban says that a person cannot be mitzamtzein to do that. And even if he thinks, he says, he feels that he was mitzamtzein, he might make a mistake. Because after all, you work very fast. How could he? This is the Ramban Shite, and the Rosh Shite is that he could. And the same thing could be true of this machlekes. Not that it's really machlekes and mitzias. The question is, it could be done in a behemoth too. But in a behemoth, it's so difficult, and it requires much more training, much more expertise. So Mimele, the Rabbeinu Tam Shite is that we have to be cheshish. Whereas the other Rishonim hold, no, you don't have to be cheshish. V'aminik b'gul eseilu, livsu b'behemah afil eilo v'eiv, im im b'sakin kim lo yitzavo, v'chutz li tzavo, mash. So that we pass to l'chum, that by behemah, if there is not Bisakin kem leitzavo, v'chutz leitzavo, mashu, so then, that it's also b'behime, even though he made hiloche and avoy it again. Shochat beiz roshi keachot, b'hiloche b'avoy, now that's the case that the two discussed. But the two mentioned the sheet of tesis in the rosh, that is likule. But he paskins the mechaber, and the Ramo, both Paschal like the Ramban and the Rajbo, the Ram, Rabbi Yeruche, Lechum, Shochat Beis Roshin Keachot Bein Loche Bavoye Bilbad, Itzo, when is it Muta? Im Yeh Bisakin Kedei Sholish Savorim Sheiro, Vim Lav, but if it's only two Savorim, so Yeh Shlochu Shulesa Shteyer. In other words, not as the two Paschal, that if he did it by Bivoye, he started with near the Katedei Sakinei, so then the Chitzeinu is Sheiro and the Pnimis is Psulo. And if he did it B'Loche, so it's the other way. So it's the other way. No, he doesn't Paschal like that. He Paschals that Yeish Loche Shulei Sashteyer. And you see from the Loshen of the Mechaber is Yeish Loche Shulei Sashteyer. So it's not that the Mechabe holds that it's impossible to avoid the Truso in the Chitzeino. It is possible, but it's very difficult to be so alert and to be so mitzamtzim. After all, it's with one stroke, and in one is a Truso. So it's very easy to make the other one also a Truso. But it's possible. But that requires excessive training and expertise. So mainly, we have to be chesh. Shnai meir zim visaki. Vishechti. Afilu ze limaylo vitzad reish. Vize limato vitzad achoze. Sheir zim nisei balach zim sheiro. Velo yichayshino en shemo yidrisu ze alze. That is mentioned at all. Now, then we have two seifim in the Mechaber that are not mentioned in the Torah. No, not mentioned in the Torah at all. Now, seifim. Hoyo sheichet v'chotach kol ha-mafrekes ksheyo. V'aminig lahatriv afilu loichotach rak riv ha-mafrekes. So there's a machleker v'shem. Why? The Ramo is machmir. And who is the machmir? That's the Ravyo. And the Ravyo is midayiket from the Loshon of Rashi. Now let's turn. You have the Gemara, so turn to the beginning of the second period. Hashir chetachet b'yim v'shtayim b'yim v'shtosik sheyo. So then the Gemara says, we learned that Gemara, and I think I discussed it at the time. So the Gemara is the Kashi. Omer Avkan. Daf Kof Zayin Amidav. Minayim Nishchide Shim Na'atzavo Shinema Vishorit Vavoko Mimokim Shesoch Hateyo Vishochat. So that means Mimokim Shesoch, where it's bent. The Tzavo, so it's bent. Mimai Dahay Hateyo Lishnu Vitchuyu Dichsi Vechite Yisabayis. Mokim shisoch shekevi, chateyu achshiru lachile, vitarei, vishnachinu chateyu heitzi esdomi, vinakei. Oh, so then the Gemara says, mihai dihai chateyu vishni tchuyu, tichsi bechidas abayis, vibei bo, vibo yisei memho, noch, tichatei mibei zivataya, vei mimisnove. So in other words, since you see, Vishochat implies mimokim shetzoch, where it's bent. So the tzavor is the place where it's bent, and the tail is also a place where it's bent. Maybe he has to kill the behemoth. The behemoth at the tail. Reimim is nove, soch michlal shezoko bin. In other words, it's apparently something that could be erect, could be stretched out and bent. Where is that, which part of the organism is it that it can be stretched out and can be bent? That's the tzavor. The tzavor is a place where a balchai, I mean a human being and a balchai, could stretch out and could bend. Michlau, she's a copin on Viho, Mashenk in the tail, the son of Sok Remedu. Veimimosne, that's also Sok. So, Yumor says, Bin and Damanefesh, Vilek. In other words, because when you cut the tzavos, so then there is a flow of blood. But when you cut the ear, there is no flow of blood. Veimimimimim, the Korah goes to Adamanefesh, but maybe the derech shchita is he should start cutting at the ear and keep on cutting until blood will flow. So visu shiye trosech lo da agome vikom naon eli gemorek big
שחיתה מהצו אינה מגמור. So in other words, Gemara says it's aloch l'mishm sinah. So the dinim of shechita is aloch l'mishm sinah. Elo, we call him ayose. So what do we do with this droshe of Mishochat? Of Mishochat? Bimokim shesoch. How would it ask? The Lishab Yegister. So Rashi says, Lishab Yegister. Le yachdich kol ha-mafrekes.